Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Quiet down, keep it low. No need to tell them who you are. Wear the mask, they won't know if you love them or him or her. I don't believe that love could be a sin. Why not show you all of me? Give you everything. Oh, this is not easy. Yeah, this is not easy. When I'm in bed, I feel warm and safe within her arms. They can't tell me the way I'm living does anyone harm. If there's a God, I'm sure they brought you to me. Wanna show you all of me. Give you everything. Oh, this is not.
For the people.
I forgot how blue sky can be on a cloudless day, like a movie scene. The midday moon hanging over me appears when it's not supposed to be. Caught in the middle of a daydream, reminds me that I'm allowed to be something you ain't never seen. Something you ain't never seen.
Something get you offended when I mean what you think. And you see, I've been in the deep end with demons breeding all weekend. They seize an opportunity, they see they gleam on a weakness. While they convene on the beaches, a bunch of leeches, elitists. It's so convenient preaching peace while all the cheaters deceive us. I can see that all these heathens are scheming to lead us to a place where they can bleed us and delete all our freedoms. Turn the other cheek, dear, ain't you the sweetest? And now I'm a bad apple cause my trachea deepens. So praise Jesus, if he appeared, you just call the police. So how am I to believe it that you ain't all in degree? You need to disinfect your closets, we need a vaccine. Clean up in every aisle, we got rats in the cheek. You see, I don't buy what you selling, so you can keep the receipt. You seem to think that I'm rebelling, cause I ain't seen what you see.
Some folks drive at lightning speed, others pray for quick relief. Why don't you be you and I'll be me? A midday moon with a quiet breeze.
Radio. We are local music. That is brand new music out of Wausau, Wisconsin. Jenna Jane there off her new album that's being released very soon, Knew Me When. That's the title track. I love that song.
That is hot.
All right, so check this out. On Jenna's social media, on Facebook, Instagram, she's posted a video of her explaining each of the songs on her new album. Brilliant. Great marketing. And so check that out. You can see her tonight at District 1 Brewing Company in Stevens Point. Tomorrow, Rocker, she's coming to Cambridge. We should take a trip out there at 1 o'clock at the Utica Bar. They're playing with Junkyard Dog. And then the album release party, she's doing it up in Nashville, Tennessee at the Hard Rock Cafe on Friday, August 19th. Congratulations to Jenna Jane.
What bar was that you said in Cambridge?
What was it? The Utica Bar.
Utica Bar.
Yeah, the Utica Bar. I know right where it's at. It's right on the Rock River, I believe. Or a crawfish river.
Wicked. Well, Jimmy, coming up tonight, we have the Falcon is here from Butterbrick. They're a brand new band. They have a brand new album. We're going to be talking to them at 7:30. I know that Bar Notes with Terry Barr is coming up yet tonight. November Criminals. And that's going to be at 8:30. They're playing Eakin Park Festival coming up next week. And the Devil's Lair, we have Jane Hobson coming in. And she's going to play some songs for us, brand new songs, and premiere her brand new single that's going to be released on August 19th. So you can hear it first on Max Inc. Radio. And then, of course, Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight tonight. And Jimmy,
yeah,
Devil's Lair next week. We're going to have Little Red Wolf in for a full hour interview with the band.
Oh, good. So they are coming in and doing an interview. We get to hear some new music from Little Red Wolf.
That's right. And we'll play all the new songs from their album.
All right. My finger got happy with the mouse here and I started clicking buttons and music started playing. We'll let it go. All right. Speaking of Nashville, Kirsty Krause here. Something new.
This is
brand new. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You were always here if you ever feel like coming. Playing in my head for so long.
Radio. We are local music. That's Kirsty Kraus. Brand new music from her. Something New is the name of the song. You can get that on Bandcamp or at her page, I believe, is kirstykraus.com. I'm Jim Kay here with Rocker. 6 hours of local original music from all around the state of Wisconsin. Hello to Wausau up there. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM. And locally grown radio, 97.5 in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome to the show. Of course, those of you listening on the east side of Wisconsin, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha, and right here in Madison, Devil Radio 92.7 worldwide on the Devil Radio app. It's time for Bar Notes now, and on the phone with us from an undisclosed safe location is Terry Barr. Hi, Terry. How are you?
It is very undisclosed and very safe location. Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. You know, I was just telling you off air. I'm counting the hours right now. I haven't had a day off from my day job in forever. My wife and I are going camping Monday, Tuesday,
Yay!
And Wednesday. 3 days.
Oh, that's so great.
And it just happened. So. If you don't,
I know you will have an amazing time.
No, it's going to be fun. So what's happening at Bar Notes, Terry?
I have a whole bunch of things for you. Many, many notes tonight. Okay, I'm going to start with Vic Ferrari. Familiar?
Yeah,
a band out of, band out of the Kimberley, which is around Appleton area.
Okay.
Been together playing for 35 years. They play original and they do some covers. So they're kind of a both, but they're calling it quits by the end of the year. I know. So all of these last shows they're playing, they've got a packed schedule through the end of the year. They're saying it's a goodbye, farewell, thank you tour all around Wisconsin and into Minnesota and Illinois as well. And every place they're going, they're saying this will be the last time we play here. So we are really going to send this out on a high note. Interesting note about these guys as well, the band bought Waverly Beach. It is a live music bar in Menasha,
nice.
And it is having a grand opening at the end of this month. And, of course, the band will be there. And as I mentioned, they've got the pack schedule. They're going to Alaska with a bunch of fans in October. So they're not going away quietly, which is super cool. And I'm going to try to talk with them this week and see if I can maybe get a little interview with them just to see why they're quitting, what their plans are. Obviously, they have this bar now to run and get more music in there, which is super cool, isn't it?
It is. And the Alaska trip sounds interesting. I would love
to
go to Alaska.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. They said even when they all decided, okay, we're going to hang this up, we're not giving up that Alaska trip, though. And so I'm sure now that people know that they're going to quit, that trip is going to sell out really fast.
I'm sure.
Okay, you know our friend Dave Adler, musician, keyboardist extraordinaire. Of course, he's a co-founder of Steely Dan and plays the keys in Steely Dan. Well, he is multi-talented. He is just putting out a new album of Jewish music. He just released Hava Nagila. All of it played on piano, and I have to tell you, I know Dave is incredible, but to listen to this music played Dave's way on piano, it's really incredible. So we're going to have to get a little taste of that and see what we think. You can see it or listen to it, I should say, on YouTube, on Dave Adler's YouTube channel right now. But he's really excited about it. It's something he did during coronavirus, kind of wrote out and took care of recording all of these Jewish songs, and I think that's amazing, you guys.
Is it just piano, or did he pull out any traditional Jewish instruments?
No, it sounds like it's going to be just piano. At least that's what it sounds like so far, because he's only released officially the first song. But it is terrific. It is so good. He's astounding. My goodness. I got some words out of Wausau for you. Wausau West is having a class reunion tonight, and they're inviting everybody, every class, the entire public. And what is exciting about this is a Wausau area band that met while going to school at Wausau West. They're called Knock Point. They're going to be playing this class reunion. Mm. It's happening at Cruisin' 1724 in Wausau. And again, everybody's invited. It's a class reunion, obviously, for kids that went to Wausau West. But yeah, they're like, come on out, listen to some great original music. Let's have fun.
That's awesome.
I love that. One more for you, and I don't know if anybody recognized the date yesterday, but we lost Les Paul 13 years ago yesterday, 2009. Doesn't that seem like a really long time ago?
2009 is a lifetime ago. And, you know, Waukesha has done such a great job paying tribute to Les Paul.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we all have our own little stories or remembrances of him. And I just didn't want to let this pass by without, you know, putting that out there, I guess. That what would music be now without the great Les Paul and all he did for music? So
Would Led Zeppelin exist without Les Paul?
That's a good question. I like it.
Because if the answer is no, I don't want to be part of that reality.
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh, Jimmy. There's your bar notes, though, for this weekend.
Well, thank you, Terry. I hope you have a wonderful evening, and thank you for all the wonderful news.
Well, and I will see all of you tomorrow night
at the
Madison Area Music Association awards finalist announcement party. It's going to be a blast, and I hope you all can come out and enjoy it and join us and all of that good stuff.
And help donate some money for the kids, because after all, it's all about the kids. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Jimmy. Have fun camping.
Oh, yeah. Terry Barr with Barr Notes. Hey, here's a good show to check out on Monday, August 22nd here in Madison. The Cancellations are coming up from Nashville, and they're playing with Becca Killjoe and The Takeaways, a great new poppy punk band here in Madison. Let's do a song from The Cancellations. It's called Happy Endings Aren't For Us on Max Inc. Radio. happy endings aren't for us. The cancellations on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Hey, coming up here in just a couple of minutes, The Falcon is in the studio. We're going to have a talk with him about his brand new project and band and music called Butterbrick. Looking forward to having a conversation with The Falcon here on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Quality CBD, Delta 9, Delta 8, THCP, THC pre-rolls, art, kombucha, and so much more. Why travel to Beloit when you can stop in on Willie Street here in Madison? QualityCBD.net. And by the Dark Horse Art Bar and Art Gallery, East Washington Avenue across from the Sylvie. Happy hour every Tuesday through Tuesday through Saturday, 4 to 6 p.m. Slices of Sal's Pizza for $1. You can see the full music lineup, the art gallery lineup, and all the drink specials at darkhorsemadison.com. And by our good friends at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, outdoor scene with live music. You can see the full menu, what's on tap for the beers and the music lineup. Just go to fullmilebeercompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.